Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live Saturday episode of the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
We are talking about the not surprising hypocrisy from one Joe Biden, who is now issuing yet another notice out to the Department of Homeland Security, specifically ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and essentially telling them that they're going to just be, you know, doing things as normal. They're going to be deporting people. They're going to be separating children from families. Now, he's not coming right out and saying that, but it's basically in there. If you know what you're looking at, when you see the news story here saying that now the bureaucracy, according to Fox News and the ACLU that have been looking at this, where they're told that, oh, they're prioritizing certain types of arrests. So they're prioritizing three categories of immigrants: those who pose a threat to national security, those who have crossed the border since November 1st, and those who committed aggravated felonies. So basically what everyone's, or what's going to happen here, is the government border enforcement is going to go after everyone attempting to cross the border without asking government permission first, because they are considered a threat to national security and a threat to border security. And if they are with their children, guess what's going to happen to them?
They're going to be separated.
They are going to be separated.
If you're arrested, you can't take your kids to jail.
And the only difference is, well, then they'll put the kids in a kid jail.
What else would they do?
Right. Until they can maybe foster them out or something like that, or ship them back. And
they won't be sexually molested there, don't worry.
Oh, that never happens in the foster system.
No.
Especially not the federal foster system. I'm sure they only have
It's foster. I think mostly it's homes, juvenile detention centers.
They have those. Yep. I think they turned a Walmart into like an immigration detention center somewhere, at least one. So you want to join us here, you certainly can. The number is 603-283-6160.
And I'd like to, you know, take just a second to, while I, you know, take shots at America's immigration policy, which is easy to take shots at. It's a disaster. Everybody will tell you it's broken. Now, I have some solutions. My solutions would be, I want anybody to be able to come who wants to work for a living and build a better life for themselves.
Right. Not the welfare hounds.
Right. And so that would require, you know, stopping welfare, basically. Because don't worry, they're going to, you know, if you let immigrants in, they're going to figure out how to be a citizen or recognized by the welfare system or whatever, and to get the benefits. Because they see some people getting them, why wouldn't they get them? So I say end welfare completely.
You mean across the board, including for Americans?
Yep, for Americans. I mean for, okay. But at the very least.
I'm on board with that.
At the very least, you make a hefty fine that they sign, or a hefty prison sentence that they sign, that they would you know, be subject to if they accept welfare. And if they're found with it, you know, getting it, then, you know, that's another way to solve that
now,
problem.
Obviously, they could
also still... they wouldn't be able to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're never. Your whole life. Like, you're coming across this border, but you're not ever going to be able to vote. Because basically the big complaints are, the Republicans are like, oh, the Democrats want everybody to come here so they vote Democrat. Well, fine. Make it so they can't vote.
So,
because a lot of people just want to come here and live a better life.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think the vast majority of people who are coming here are looking for a better life, and only the government stands in the way of them making that happen. And by the way, making our lives better. I'd like to add that. Because when people come here who are looking to make a better life for themselves, they have to get work. Either they get a job or they create. Because a lot of immigrants are actually entrepreneurs.
Sure.
They you know, they never had the freedom to open up their own business wherever they're coming from. And here they have a better chance in a lot of places.
When I was going through the southwest of America, I was seeing a lot of farms out in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
That are being farmed by people who don't speak English. I mean, going into towns where you can't get served in English.
Wow. People, you know, making our lives better by working. and working hard in a lot of cases. That just brings the price of things down. It brings the price of services down, like, you know, whether it's lawn care or picking fruit or whatever it is that these folks are
and
doing.
And lots of Mexicans have moved well above these particular stations. In fact, those are mainly going to Central Americans at this point.
Yeah.
But somebody still has to pick the lettuce.
Absolutely. And we know that Americans aren't going to do it.
No, we've seen instances where they tried to take American prisoners and force them to do it.
Well, they gave them the opportunity.
Take me back to jail.
Yeah, that's literally what happened. And then the vegetables started rotting on the vines because they couldn't find Americans to do the job, and they scared away the immigrants with a...
That was in Georgia.
This was years ago in Georgia. This was during the Obama administration, I think.
Yeah.
So, and now, guess what? Joe Biden, he's just like Obama. In fact, no one should be surprised about this. And yet everybody thought that this guy was somehow going to be different. Look, this guy can barely put his pants on straight. I mean, he can't even finish a sentence without rambling. He is in bad shape. I mean, he's not the guy making decisions. I don't know.
Basically, everybody said from the very beginning, his handlers are going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, his handlers are going to. Well, why would the Democrats be any different than the Democrats have been up till now?
Mm-mm. Nope. So here's a little bit more from Cato Institute and Reason.com. The director of immigration studies at their Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity says it's difficult to ask for asylum at ports of entry. You basically have to try to sneak in illegally and then ask a Border Patrol agent. But by doing that, you commit a federal crime. Now, this approach, according to Reason.com, has come to define the U.S. immigration system in that a vast majority of legal avenues are inaccessible to the bulk of would-be immigrants, thus incentivizing illegal behavior.
So what was happening as far as asylum was that the Central American, asylum seekers would travel through Mexico to get to the United States to get asylum. And what many people were saying, and I don't think it's the worst argument in the world, it's just... anyway, I'll go on. What many people were saying was, why not get asylum in Mexico? We'll give you money for asylum in Mexico so that, you know, you can keep them over there. And that's a relatively good argument. However, what I'd say is that, look, people want a better life for themselves and they want a better life for their kids and they're willing to work to get it. And those people we should want. Remember when nations wanted land and when nations wanted population? Well, now with the introduction of social welfare programs and, socialism worldwide, nobody wants more citizens because there's more people to take care of. Now they're protecting their citizenship. And America wasn't founded in that time frame. They weren't trying to keep people out. That's why the United States government has power over naturalization, but not immigration. Immigration isn't mentioned in the Constitution, which means that that power is a power of the state. The state meaning like Texas or Oklahoma or whatever. Now, obviously, things have changed over the course of 200 and something years since the 240 or something like that, since then. But that's what it says. And if we're going to act like the Constitution is a meaningful document, well, that's what it should be dealing with.
Now, even if, Mark, a bunch of people came over the border, let's say the border is just opened tomorrow. And there was no more restrictions. People could come in, and it wasn't even with your restriction of no more welfare. Like, welfare's still out there. Some portion of the immigrants would get it. Others just wouldn't bother because, you know, they're self-sufficient and they can take care of themselves, and they don't do that.
And they don't want their name known on any federal list.
And they're just not comfortable taking welfare. There's those people. But let's say a whole bunch of them did. Let's say a whole bunch of people came in, a whole bunch of people took welfare. You know what? Whatever amount of money that would be is going to pale in comparison to the amount of money that this government is going to print out and they're going to give to their buddies as they did last year with the big $1.9 trillion, $4 trillion.
The welfare that goes to banks dwarfs the welfare that goes to anybody.
They're cooking one up right now. I've seen $1.9 trillion is being batted around, and of course they're talking about, you get a $1,400 check or whatever they're talking about.
For Americans people. Get ripped off again.
You know, so, I mean, again, even if you double the size of the welfare system here in this country, it's going to mean nothing compared to the hundreds of billions of dollars that are going to be shoveled over to companies like Delta Airlines and, you know,
but
all these
the
other
thing,
connected
is that
people.
I don't think there should be entitlements, period.
I agree with you. It's all going down, though. I'm just just saying, it won't make a hill of beans worth of difference in the end of the United States, okay? Maybe the end of the United States is on the horizon. How far away it is, I don't know. Maybe
it's certainly looking insolvent.
Yeah, maybe it'll come quicker than we think. I can hope. The number here is 603-283-6160. The experiment has failed, and people really need to start talking about secession now before it's too late. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live. The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. And you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. And if you need custom stickers, like we got some. We got the Free Talk Live bumper stickers. If you want a free one, by the way, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a physical address. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address, and we will send you back a bumper sticker. And they'll give you some idea of the quality of Liberty stickers. So if you got a political campaign or a, you know, interest group or a business or something, you want to make your own bumper sticker, they can handle that too.
Rush sold them to you. We give them away.
Oh, I see what you're saying. LibertyStickers.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. We got, let's see, Rick is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Hey, listening to your show, and my question is about, you know, the borders being open to where it's just a free flow of people coming in and going out. And my concern is overpopulation to the infrastructures of housing, medical, education, and so on, and groceries, food, you know. If we take in too many people too fast, we don't have enough for everybody to have enough.
Here's the cool thing about the marketplace is
that we will overpopulate.
Yeah, here's the cool thing about the marketplace is it responds when there's a demand put upon it. You know, if you open up the borders, you're not going to have everybody coming in on day one. It takes some time to, you know, to get your life together and move somewhere. But obviously people would come in. And if you didn't have insane government regulations on building houses, then houses would easily be able to scale up to demand. And not everybody lives in the unpopulated areas. In fact, most people live in urban centers in the United States. I think it's like 96% or something like that of the population. So there's a ton of room for people to be here.
When Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin overtook Russia and became the USSR, they really couldn't figure out pricing models, distribution. They had to come up with these five-year plans. At some point, they had to abandon the whole idea of being cashless. They were going to be without money. Everything was going to be a communist utopia. Mm. And what they found was is that planning a marketplace is very difficult. But, you know, John Smith there, he came up with the old... it was Adam Smith, excuse me. Yeah. He came up with the invisible hand theory long, long before that. Somehow the market comes up with solutions. As far as housing goes, not everybody has to live in the nicest house. They certainly don't in Central and South American countries.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some neighborhoods aren't going to let that kind of building go on. But
oh, we don't have enough houses for the people moving into Arizona from California as it is.
Sure, sure. So rents are high, right?
We have a housing shortage here.
So the price goes up.
Southern Arizona, in the Tucson area. I live 4 miles off the border by Naco, Mexico. And I live in a community of 5,000 people with one grocery store. And if we double our population immediately, you know, with people coming in and wanting to stay in this area, we don't have enough food then for everybody.
Well, here's
and
the
we
thing.
Don't have
if there's
any
not
housing,
enough food, people
well, you
won't
can't even
move
find
there.
A place to rent here.
Then people won't be able to move there if there's no available homes, and they'll find somewhere else to go. The prices of rent will go up if the demand is so high that
if they
the market
can pay it. But likely right. Some Guajiro from you know, Tijuana or wherever isn't going to be able to pay it.
Right. So maybe they'll put up a shanty town somewhere or whatever. Who knows what's going to result in that. But all I know
is... Well, when you look at the people who are currently picking the vegetables down on the U.S.-Mexican border there, on our side,
yep.
And they're watering... You know, the desert to grow lettuce, those people are clearly not living in the greatest of housing.
Yeah, a lot of those people, and I've seen it, I saw
it. They might as well be back in Central America.
Yeah, well, I remember seeing...
But isn't that a form of slave labor, then, that we're imposing upon them?
Let me ask you this. If you could work hard to make a better life for yourself, would you do it?
Well, I do every day.
There you go. But it's not slavery.
you know, I'm retired on a very small amount of Social Security, house sitting to get by every day.
Yeah, slavery is not a choice.
A pension. What's that now?
Slavery does not involve choice. So the people that would come here and would work a job that maybe you or I wouldn't want to work, and we might consider very difficult conditions, for them, it is an option. It is one that they could choose. And if they choose to do that, then it is by definition not slavery.
Yeah, my concern is just overpopulation, okay. Not enough work.
Don't be concerned. You can do some research about that on the internet. Thank you, Rick, and you can look and see how much of the United States is
America
populated.
Pales in comparison to other countries as far as population per square mile.
It's a tremendous amount of open
kilometer,
space.
Hectare, you pick.
Two-thirds of the land west of the Mississippi is quote-unquote owned by the federal government?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, that's a ton of space.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Rick. Let's go to Ryan in Tennessee. The number here, by the way, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I just wanted to respond to two of your previous callers,
sure.
Jerome and Ed. And as far as Jerome goes, I believe he is 100% a fool and proves it every single time that he calls in.
How so?
To call in tonight and bash Rush Limbaugh, who I've listened to daily for the last 5 years, the ambassador of freedom, of liberty,
well,
of our Constitution, of our Bill of Rights.
He's not the ambassador.
And to bash him as a racist is the most foolish thing that Jerome has ever said on your show.
Well, it's ignorance.
And
I mean,
that's saying a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely ignorant what Jerome said. From what I can tell, Rush Limbaugh is not a racist.
Well, however, but this is what the media is basically saying. I mean, if you go online, everybody who disagrees with me is a racist, is basically the...
Well, that's ridiculous.
It is. Let's leave racism for racism.
Okay.
And let's be abundantly clear on that. Like, racists are people that judge people negatively based on their skin color.
Yeah. Joe Biden...
Maybe Jerome is a racist. Maybe he just hates white people.
Well,
you know, when you point
that.
Your finger at somebody... You know, there's three of them pointing right back to you, and
no
I believe doubt. I believe Jerome is a racist.
Well,
because all
know.
He ever does is call on your show and attack people for being racist.
Yeah,
the only thing that Rush Limbaugh was ever accused of being racist about was supporting Donovan McNabb, the Eagles quarterback, and he said that the whole country was pulling for him because he's a black quarterback. Now, how is that? How can you take that as being racist? And Rush Limbaugh was one of the biggest supporters of Motown.
Yeah, I mean, Rush Limbaugh, to call him a racist, I don't think there's really any evidence for it. I don't know if that means that Jerome himself is a racist, and obviously he's not here to respond to that. But, Ryan, if you want to hang on, we can continue the discussion, because I don't agree with you that Rush Limbaugh is some sort of ambassador of freedom. That's just marketing, and it's a load. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved a federal disaster declaration for the state of Texas, getting some much-needed help to that state as it recovers from one of the worst winter storms to hit it in years. According to a statement from the White House, the declaration will provide assistance to individuals who sustained losses due to disasters and offers to help repair public facilities and infrastructure. Texas Governor Greg Abbott thanked the president for the declaration, calling it a good first step. In a release, the governor said that the president's order only provides assistance for 77 of the state's 254 counties. And the Justice Department says a 95-year-old Tennessee man has been deported to Germany to face charges for his role in the Holocaust. In a statement, the department said Friedrich Karl Berger was ordered out of the country after a February 2020 trial where he allegedly admitted to guarding prisoners at the Neuengamme concentration camp in Germany in 1945. Berger becomes the 70th Nazi removed from the United States, having been deported earlier this weekend. This is USA Radio News. The United States has begun admitting some asylum seekers after the Biden administration ended a Trump-era policy that kept migrants seeking asylum outside of the country until their case could be heard. Douglas Nichols is the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, and he tells Fox News that local officials from cities on the border were not notified of that change of policy and should have been included in the process.
There needs to be some common sense to this. If you're going to change the dynamic of a community, you really need to have that community engaged. For instance, a community of our size, we're roughly 200,000 people. We don't have a network of NGOs or nonprofits set up that could really address the situation. So that is common for most small communities along the border. So there should be a prohibition of releasing in smaller communities. The releases should be happening in communities that have some sort of nonprofit set up to address those humanitarian concerns that are owned by the migrants.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. In fact, we're live 7 nights per week. You can always download archives if you've missed a moment over at freetalklive.com, so feel free to do that. With you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
Something else you can do is join our new social media website. You've heard about all the big tech takedowns, various different... Every week there's new news about somebody getting themselves taken down from Twitter or Facebook. They usually tend to be right-wingers, but sometimes they're libertarian, sometimes not. They're being targeted for their opinions in a lot of cases. And here's what you do. You do something different rather than complaining, rather than appealing, rather than begging.
Just going to another social media platform.
Another centralized.
And expecting platform. It to somehow be different.
Yeah. And speaking of that, people remember everybody's talking about Parler.
Yep.
Parler. Now Parler's founder has been taken off of its board of directors, has been fired as the CEO, and apparently this week was actually devoiced from his own platform.
Don't forget they also went after that that Milo guy.
Milo Yiannopoulos?
Yeah, they knocked him off their platform.
Parler?
Yeah, they have no interest in freedom of speech. They had interest in becoming competition to Facebook.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You've helped them out.
Yeah, you're like Facebook now. Now, apparently they did give him
There are other options.
Yeah.
If you want other options, listen to me. Here they are.
Yep. There's a lot of them. There's something called Mastodon, which we're now running a Mastodon instance. It's a decentralized, open source, self-hosted, polycentric system, federated, meaning that thousands of Mastodon instances out there are all connected together. And so if you don't want to join our Mastodon, that's fine. There's other Mastodons that you can join. You could even start your own. And if Donald Trump were smart,
That's what he would have done. He would have launched social.trump.com or trumpsocial.com or something like that.
I keep hearing he's supposed to, but...
Well, too late.
Some social media platform should have come up to him immediately and said, hey, sponsor us. We'll make you our superstar.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been one way it could have happened, but if he really wanted to do it the right way, he should have started his own site. If he'd started his own site, installed Mastodon, and, you know, he's got the people that can do this, right? You tell the IT guy, tell him you want a new website up, and then he gets it done. And then all he would have had to done was post it on Twitter while he still had access, and then, boom, a whole wave of people would have moved over to his site. And then
all he'd have to do now is get one of his people to put out an article that says he's over wherever.
Yeah, he could, but it would have been a lot easier if he hadn't waited. And that's what we're encouraging you to not do, is don't wait until you get taken down from these sites, because then it's a lot harder to reach your friends, right? Like, if Facebook is the way you reach your friends and you just got taken off of Facebook, well, what are you going to do? So what you do is you make the move now to something else and let your friends know, hey, I'm over here now. If you need me, this is where I'll be.
I've done it a few times on Facebook and just told people I'm over at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, check it out.
You know,
social.freetalklive.com.
I don't think we've reached the synergy we need to have, though. Most of the posts seem to come from, you know.
Yeah, there's only a couple hundred users, Mark. It's not a big site by any means. But the nice thing about Mastodon is you can still follow people on other Mastodon servers.
Yep,
we don't have to get all the people on Mastodon to come over because they're already there. You just have to know how to search and find them. Ryan is on the line in Tennessee, and you did hang on, Ryan. You'd called in. You were calling about Jerome, but you also brought up something. You claimed that Rush Limbaugh, who you were a big fan of, you said you've listened every day for the last, I think it was 5 years of your life to his show. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, dance on somebody's grave or anything like that, but you brought up this sort of marketing thing that he's this ambassador of freedom, and I'm sorry, but you're not an ambassador of freedom if you're advocating people being put into prison who've never harmed another human being. Would you agree with that?
Well, in the 5 years that I listened to him, I've never heard him make any kind of remarks like that, so if you can find that on tape.
I don't need to find it.
I'd love to hear it because I absolutely think that's bogus horse crap.
All right, well, I'll give you a couple examples. This is from ontheissues.org. These are quotes ostensibly from Rush's show. Now, to be fair, there is a source here, so you can probably follow up on the source if you want. But Limbaugh condemned anyone who supported legalizing drugs. He said, quote, I'm appalled at people who simply want to look at this abhorrent behavior and say, hey, you know, we can't control it anymore. People are going to do drugs anyway. Let's legalize it. It's a dumb idea, he said. It's a rotten idea. And those who are for it are purely 100% selfish. Further, Limbaugh repeated his tough law enforcement view of the war on drugs in the 90s, 1995. He said, quote, we have laws against selling drugs, pushing drugs, using drugs, importing drugs, and the laws are good because we know what happens to people in societies and neighborhoods which become consumed by them, and so if people are violating the law by doing drugs, they ought to be convicted and they ought to be sent up. And then what happened to Rush Limbaugh?
That's exactly what Rudy Giuliani did in New York City. He cleaned that town up, and it was full of murder, drug abuse, homelessness, and he cleaned that town up.
Murder's an actual crime.
Well, and then look where it is now with your buddy Cuomo, the biggest mass murderer in United States history.
That is not my buddy.
I'm not here to defend Cuomo, and we are not Democrats. But I will tell you this. Denver isn't some cesspool of crime because they've legalized marijuana. Alcohol is the most damaging drug. I mean, like, it's not even refutable. Heroin pales in comparison from a societal damage.
I agree with you. I'm a reforming alcoholic. I do not argue with you. But I do want to say something in response to Ed, who called in earlier.
Go ahead.
Praising AOC. AOC is on record making anti-Semitic remarks, and she's on record saying that she is a socialist. She is all for socialism. So for him to go on and praise her like she's some kind of gift to politics is absurd. And then to say that the voting machines were not rigged, they wouldn't even allow anybody to come in and inspect them. And everybody in the country saw that video in Atlanta where they forced everybody out at 10:17 along with six other states that shut down at the exact same time, and they brought those suitcases in full of ballots and was pushing them in four and five times. Everybody saw it. It was never investigated. Nothing was ever investigated because they were scared that riots would break out.
This is what I asked Democrats who say that there was no election tampering. I asked them, have Republicans, over the course of the last 20 years, systematically gotten themselves into positions of power so that they can gerrymander districts, so that Republicans are disproportionately represented in both state and the federal House of Representatives? And they always say yes.
Sure.
And so I ask them, and you're telling me now that the Democratic Party is somehow a bunch of saints that will not use the apparatus of the state to gain power through nefarious means, but the Republicans are. And at that point, they don't know what to
say. Bernie Sanders said that the machines were rigged back in 2016. That's so right. Did Elizabeth Warren, along with many other Democrats.
No doubt. Look, these people are criminals, the Republicans and the Democrats. They're going to steal everything they can. That's what they do. They threaten people's lives, and they steal from them, and they extort people, and they demand their payments, and they demand their obedience, and they're sick, and they're psychopaths, and they're sociopaths. So, going back to Rush Limbaugh, which is what we were talking about a moment ago, did you ever hear that Rush Limbaugh was a drug addict?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? He actually took himself off the airwaves and admitted himself into a rehab.
You know what?
He
got caught.
He was addicted to Oxycontin.
Yeah. Did he ever want himself to be thrown into prison over that?
He admitted himself into rehab.
No.
See, this is the problem is that everybody thinks that prison's the way to solve drugs until it's their problem,
right,
and their family's problem. I remember Jeb Bush said when his daughter was caught with crack, this is a family issue, and we prefer the press not to press us on this.
Remember when she was caught with crack
after rehab? What do you think they'd do if it was your family?
In 2003, in the middle of his addiction, he said on the air, these tough sentencing laws were instituted for a reason. The American people, including liberals, demanded them.
Because governments grow, that's why.
603-283-6160. More coming.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight for this live Saturday episode, it's Ian
and Mark.
And our number for you, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Want to say thanks to Robert Womack III. He is a, or I guess it's Robert Womack III is what it says here. Maybe he's not the third. But thank you, Robert, for being a supporter of the Free Talk Live AMP
program. You never know what on the internet whether somebody's just putting a number behind their name.
AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that is a way to help us get more Free Talk Live on more radio stations, and we appreciate Robert helping us out with that. He's doing $5 a month to the AMP program. You get some cool perks, get some benefits, like access to the supporters chat room on our new Matrix chat server, which is a decentralized chat server we've been promoting for the last few months. You can go to several months now, I guess, chat.freetalklive.com to get the step-by-step instructions on how to join other people there. But thank you, Robert, for that. And if you want to join the AMP program, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, like Robert, and you can join for as little as $5 a month at ampamp.freetalklive.com. PayPal, we take that. Credit card, debit card, and even Bitcoin BTC. amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you interrupted me when I was given the last quote there at the end of the last segment regarding Rush Limbaugh, who is a tough law enforcement, tough on crime viewpoint. Somebody brought him up earlier, otherwise we would have been talking about something else. But calling him the freedom defender or something like that.
Something like that.
And no, he's not a freedom defender. He may be in favor of freedom on some issues, like most people.
I think that Rush Limbaugh's bread and butter is fiscal conservatism, which is libertarians can get on board with that. Most of the things he talks about are either A, party politics. Republicans are better than Democrats.
Yeah, but he's also a social conservative, because if he were a fiscal conservative, he would look at the tremendous waste of the war on drugs, and he would be upset by the fact that the federal government spent trillions of dollars, or however many billions or hundreds of billions or whatever it is, on the war, this insane war against our family members, and instead they could have actually been doing something productive. Well, of course, they're government, so they never would, but they could have not taken that money in the first place, and then the average people could have done something productive with it who earned it. But instead, they
they put thousands upon millions of our friends and family members behind bars who've never actually harmed another human being, except for Rush Limbaugh, who he himself had a drug problem. And the quote I was trying to read here was apparently in 2003, in the middle of Limbaugh's deep addiction of, was it oxycodones, I believe?
Yeah.
Hydrocodone.
Bad stuff.
Opiates, basically heroin. Rush Limbaugh, in the middle of being a drug addict, still said on the radio, quote, "These tough sentencing laws were instituted for a reason. The American people..."
So we can put the riffraff in jail and keep people like me out.
Yeah. "The American people, including liberals, demanded them. Don't you remember the crack cocaine epidemic?" was his quote.
Well, yeah, the crack cocaine epidemic, and again, I'm not a liberal, so blaming this on liberals doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm saying... And it doesn't. I don't care what the liberals say. The liberals are just a bunch of people who are absolutely fiscally illiterate. I don't care about them.
A lot of them are drug warriors too, like Joe Biden.
So that's just ad hom attacks. I don't care about that stuff. That and if anybody wants to look at the drug war and look at it in a fair way, the best I can tell is that free people should be able to do with their bodies as they please,
right?
So long as they don't harm anyone else.
That's defending freedom right there. That's the freedom statement.
Right.
And you would think Rush Limbaugh would have given it some thought when he himself was outed for being a drug addict. You'd think that if he had any intellectual honesty, he would have come to the microphone and apologized for what he'd said all those years about people who are drug addicts, because he himself was actually a drug addict. And then he should apologize for advocating that all those people get thrown into a prison cell when he himself would certainly not have wanted that outcome for himself. And so, sorry, don't buy the claim that he was some sort of principled advocate for freedom. That's just marketing. Just like the idea that he's, you know,
he was an advocate
for God
Republicans
or whatever. You know, with one hand tied behind his back, he's going to take on God, et cetera, whatever it was that he said.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, so let's go on here. We got Stephen on the line here in New Hampshire. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Boy, isn't it annoying to hear about these people who want to control your freedoms and restrict you?
Indeed.
Well, this year, as every year, but this year in particular, there's an amazing festival, June 28th through July 4th, where... there will be lots of people like you who don't want to restrict freedoms and want to allow everyone to live the lives that they want without restriction. And that's ForkFest.com.
ForkFest.party.
No, no, Mark, you haven't been listening. ForkFest.com is
really?
The new website.
Really?
Yeah, there's
Mark, it's nice to hear from you. You know, it's been a long time, Mark, and you're beautiful and wonderful.
Thank
and
you. I've been following
so,
your Instagram.
So glad to have you back. Oh, I just blocked Instagram. You know, I got to focus on ForkFest.
No,
so
really.
ForkFest.com is the place to start winning the game of capitalism. It's the most fun festival, and lots of the listeners have already heard about ForkFest, which is the best, most decentralized, most freedom-oriented festival in America. Last year was incredible. I think we were the only festival that where people were getting together in 2020.
There was the Porcupine Freedom Festival that happened, the week prior to ForkFest. But besides New Hampshire, there weren't very many festivals at all in the year 2020.
That's right. Well, this year we've gone even further. We have ForkFest.com, where you can add your campsite and start competing to win the most bitcoins from the other attendees. And you've heard about this many times, but
I want to hear it.
Okay, Mark, well, you should go to ForkFest.com.
All right, I'll do it right now. ForkFest.com.
I expect you'll be there and you'll have a campsite. So you can add your business at your campsite and then people can start. It's the easiest way to get paid and earn money, earn bitcoins, in fact.
I'm already
ForkFest.
Excited. I'm looking right now at ForkFest.com and the list of businesses that are already on this list. Pam's Cookie Cash. I don't know who she is, but I'm already interested in seeing what kind of delicious goodies might be available.
Pam's a cool lady.
Yeah.
There's more businesses added to the map every day. But Ian, I believe that you are at Site 46 with
right,
Shire
yeah.
Goldback.
No, Free Talk Live is going to be at Site 46.
Free Talk Live. Okay, well, the new update today is if you tap on on your campsite. It'll take you right to the payment screen where you can, where your customers can pay you for goods and services.
That's so cool.
What does the Wicked, what does Wicked Wonderland do?
Wicked Wonderland, they make food.
Ah,
excellent.
They make savory dinners.
That's exciting, and that's a new name. I don't recall them being there last year, so it sounds like maybe they're new to the game.
You know, I'm very surprised. This year, like, to my dismay, all of the campsites I wanted to book up were already booked by people.
Yep. That's why we're at 46 instead of 45. We're not at the top of the hill next year. There seems to be a high demand. This year. There seems to be a high demand on these campsites already, and we're still, what, 4 months out?
Yeah, it's remarkable. Something has changed, I think. People are very much craving to get together with other freedom-oriented libertarians.
They definitely are, Stephen. And we've seen people coming here, for instance, to visit New Hampshire more in the last 6 to 8 months than I've seen in the last 6 to 8 years. I mean, there's been a tremendous level of interest of people who are sick and tired of government goons telling them how to live, telling them what to wear, and telling them how, you know, far away to stand from their loved ones. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what has been happening over the last year. And the people that actually care about freedom, I think a lot of them are finally realizing they better start to get serious about migrating to New Hampshire if they want to be around other people who actually care about freedom.
Well, how about going to Saipan where they can be free?
Well, that's a whole other story, Mark. And you know,
that is a whole other story. It's kind of exciting, Mark, the Saipan concept. But people who are here in North America, especially people on the East Coast, you know, all like 50
million. Yeah, if you're in the Northeast, especially if you're in the Northeast and you want to run for office as a liberty-minded candidate, there's no better choice than New Hampshire.
Well, it's not about just running for office. I mean, that's what some people do. But it's about the community of being together with like-minded individuals. And there is no larger community. I mean, Saipan is great, but they just started a year and a half ago. So, I mean, they got a ways to go before they're going to catch up to the New Hampshire migration. Stephen, thanks for sharing an update there. It's very exciting what's coming together over at ForkFest.com. And, of course, I've actually linked to it over at ForkFest.party as well. So it's now up there at the top of the page. You can click on map, and it'll take you right on over to ForkFest.com. We got a ForkFest forum. There's a ForkFest Telegram chat room. The event is June 28th through July 4th. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival, and you can learn more at ForkFest.party. And ForkFest.com. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate your call here tonight. We got hour number three on the way. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us. The phones are open, 603-283-6160, whether it's immigration or whatever's on your mind. We'll tell you about some crazy stuff from Canada.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.